you for listening in on Tent of Testimonies podcast. This is the official podcast of the Tent of Testimonies International under the leadership of Prophet Dr. Fred Akama and Senior Pastor Maureen Akama. As you listen to this and other amazing sound biblical teachings, our aim is to equip you with the Word of God so that you can grow into an effective believer. In today's podcast, we do believe that you will be imparted with the knowledge of God, spiritual truths, and kingdom principles that will positively affect your spiritual life. Be blessed as you listen, and may you come back with a great testimony.
The Lamb upon the throne, and unto you I lift my voice, Jesus. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I will worship His holy name. And Holy Ghost, make me raw material. Refine me to be used for your beauty. Just for you and for you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, make me raw material. Refine me to be used for your beauty. Just for you and for you, Holy Ghost. This is my heart cry, Holy Ghost. Yeah, my heart cry, Holy Ghost. Just for you to be more like you is all I need. This is my heart cry, Holy Ghost. Yeah, my heart cry, Holy Ghost. Just for you to be more like you is all I pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Clap those hands. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Good to see everyone today. God bless you. I will just go straight to the word because we've taken quite some time as we open the meeting this morning. My heart is very expectant of what God is going to do. I believe that with God all things are possible. So something's sure going to happen in your life today. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'll appreciate everyone later, maybe tonight. All right. Break your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 9. We do quite some lengthy reading. It's not my custom, but for the sake of emphasis, we'll do verse 1 to verse 5 and verse 13. Verse 1 to 5 and verse 13. And David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was one, there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, The king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he answered, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there yet not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto King, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. The king said, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodebar. The king sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, of Amiel, from Lodebar. Verse 13. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, and he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Amen. I have a word for someone. The Lord said I should tell you, next level. Somebody say next level. It's a prophetic word. What I'm speaking today is more prophetic than preaching. That there's someone under the sound of my voice who has been kept on a spot for too long. Whose life and circumstances and situations have quarantined you on a spot. It's a prophetic word for you. By reason of this anointing, you are moving to the next level. Somebody shout, next level. Next level. Next level. Take your seat. The place we read is a popular story. One day, a man called David suddenly remembered the past. And David woke up on the right side of the bed that morning, and there was an impression in his heart. David woke up that day and was looking for who to bless, looking for who to help, looking for who to elevate, looking for who to decorate, looking for who to add color to their life, looking for who to give a new song, looking for who to give a new beginning. Why there are people looking for help? There are helpers looking for who to help. Why there are people looking for lifting? There are others looking for who to lift. That day David woke up and there was an impression in his heart. That was not the day he became king, but that was the day the light shone on Mephibosheth. I make a declaration, someone shall become restless to help you. Someone shall become restless to help you. Someone will not sleep until they help you. Take your seat. The Bible says, and he said, who I show the kindness of God? And he met a man called Ziba, and they said, Ziba, who can I show? Is there somebody in the house of Saul that I will show kindness for Jonathan's sake? And Ziba said that Jonathan has a son. If Ziba has stopped there, it would have been a recommendation. He said, Jonathan has a son. But it didn't stop there. He said, but the son is crippled on his feet. Now you think he was being empathic. You think he was being sympathetic. You think he was being caring. No, there was a problem. Because in 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 8, anyone who is paralyzed, anyone who is blind, anyone who is lame cannot appear before the king. So he was trying to say, Jonathan has a son, but he's crippled. He has a son, but you cannot help him. He actually announced Mephibosheth, but at the same time destroyed Mephibosheth. How do you feel when the same people that try to help you hurt you? How do you feel when the same people that try to announce you denounce you? The same man that was trying to recommend someone, the same person was tearing down that man. He said he has a son, but he's lame on his feet. And the Bible says that David said, bring him. In other words, even if it's against the law for me to interact with the lame, I will break that law. Can I say this? When your next level comes, protocols are broken. When your next level comes, God breaks
protocols. I hear this prophetically by the voice of the Holy Ghost. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. Protocols, I bow to be broken for you. Protocols, I bow to be broken for your sake. God will violate protocols. God will go out of his way to favor someone. Someone is about to experience the favor of God, the kindness of God, what you have never seen before, the favor you have never experienced before. God will bypass protocol. He will bypass structure. He will bypass system, because heaven is going to favor you. The favor of God is coming on your life. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to. Favor, favor, favor. Someone, I was in a certain nation for a program. Someone joined the protocol to receive me at the airport. She joined them to receive me. Take your seat, thank you. You may be seated. She joined the protocol to receive me at the airport. From there, she went with us. She was serving as the protocol all through, and was so humble in serving as the protocol, and was just supportive of the program. I went to that nation a second time, and this lady was still very supportive in acting as one of the protocols. She would come to the tarmac, she would move around, and I asked the Lord, held the hand, asked the Lord for favor. Let protocols be broken. Let God violate structures. Listen to me. When favor comes, there can be married without dating. When favor comes, there can be result without examinations. And I said, Lord, bypass protocol. And recently she called me from a certain nation. I said, what are you doing in that country? She said, I'm the ambassador of my country to this nation. He said, Daddy, I control 7 countries under me. She's now called is our excellency from just being a protocol. Because when God wants to bless you, he does not consult with your past to determine your future. When God wants to bless you, he doesn't take permission from anybody. When God wants to bless you, can I say this to you? When God campaigns for you, even the devil will vote for you. I make a declaration under the sound of my voice. God will break protocols for your sake. God will break protocols for your sake. God will break protocols for your sake. God will violate protocols for your sake. Heaven will break protocols for your sake. What took others years, what they could not get in years, in a matter of weeks is coming to your hand. In a matter of weeks is coming to your hand. It is coming to your hand. It is coming to your hand. Somebody shout, I receive. Take your seat. Take your seat. The young man called Mephibosheth was recommended, and they said he was crippled. Now let's do a study. How did he become crippled? He wasn't born crippled. In 2 Samuel 4 verse 4, the Bible says, the nurse carried him behind, and suddenly he was 5 years old, and the nurse heard a news, and while the nurse was running, he dropped and became lame. Listen to me. Let's do an analysis. If you carry a 5-year-old behind your back and you drop the 5-year-old, it can't become lame. Do I ever have bruises? Have a fracture? 5 years. Am I correct? 5 years! Drop. What is the proximity from the back to the ground? Very close. As he dropped, there was another hand. A negative hand touched him. Life is spiritual. I have seen people with stomach pain and it metamorphosed to cancer. Life is spiritual. Just dropping from the back became lame. There are things you are going through now. There was a demonic hand that got
involved. Just a little crisis in the home right now is headed for divorce. Just a little operation, the womb was removed. Life is spiritual. There are people under the sound of my voice, they are going through things now they can't understand. What is going on? Why is my life like this? Why all this battle? Life is spiritual. There is another hand involved in the matters you are going through, and that is why we are gathered here today, to make a declaration to God. Every demonic hand, every demonic involvement in the matters of your life, today is over. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to. Life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. You must understand the spirituality of life. Romans 8 verse 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You must understand the place of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, he that has not the Spirit of God is not of him. There is a place for spirituality. Somebody from the back and became lame. That is why you understand. Do you know some of you hearing the sound of my voice? You are wondering why so much rejection, why so much hatred, why so much contention? What have you done? Why so much battles? There is another hand involved. There's a spiritual hand in this matter. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I make the declaration, every voodoo, every witchcraft spell, every demonic orchestration plaguing your life, today we set on fire. Today we set on fire. We set on fire. We set on fire. We set on fire. Somebody shout fire. Shout fire. Shout fire. Shout fire. Shout fire. Shout fire. Life is spiritual. Take yourself. Do you know the only in the demonic world, witches, when they gather, they don't appear with these body structures. They will change some into bats. Some can change into a bottled water. Some can change into a pair of shoes. And it is not a miracle to them. It's a normal thing. They believe in the reality of the diabolic. But the church questions the supernatural. The church questions the supernatural. But the wicked are used to the diabolic. You see a 9-year-old witch that is not even witch enough. A witch that is not even witch enough is sent to go and cause a traffic accident on the highway, just looking at two cars, jamming them together. They said that is her next test before she gets to the next level. We don't understand the spirituality of life. You don't just get a promotion and fold your hands and walk into the office. Life is spiritual. A man, I was praying for people. They were being healed. I saw a man on the wheelchair. The family was rolling on the ground crying. So I was asking, on the wheelchair, and they are crying like this. I decided to ask a question. Why are you people crying like this? They said the man grew. He was in an oil company in my country. He grew up to a position, elevated a top position. He was excited. As he got to the office and sat on the chair, he couldn't stand up. They carried him from there. Became paralyzed. Life is spiritual. A pastor noticed three things were happening in his church. He noticed members started coming late. He noticed members were becoming so poor they can't even give offerings. He noticed anytime he's preaching, people are sleeping. Number one, people come late. Number two, they are financially stranded. Number three, when he's preaching, they are sleeping. So he said, "Does he understand? Over 3 months, this has been happening." I said, "Let's pray." While we are praying, the Lord said, someone broke into his church and stole 3 items. And I said, "They broke into your church." And he said, "Yeah, they didn't take anything serious." As they took 3 things. Number one, they took the pulpit Bible.
Number two, they took the church clock, the wall clock on the church. Number three, they took the offering basket. He said, yes, yes, that's what they took. So how does that concern this? I said, that is it. There was something done in the diabolic world with the pulpit Bible. So anytime you are preaching, the people are sleeping. They can't listen to you. There was something done with the wall clock. The people always come late. There is something done with the offering bowl. They are too stranded and broke to give. That is the spirituality in life, sir. If you don't want to be spiritual, don't be born again. If you want to be born again, you must be ready to be spiritual. Because life is deep, life is spiritual. This child fell from the back and became crippled. And they took him to a place called Lodiba, a place that was ostracized, abandoned, no pasture, a place where people were stranded, a place, a community for the stranded, the poor, the broke. And David said, bring him from there. What does that tell me? There is nowhere life has dropped you that God cannot pick you. Nowhere life has dropped you that God cannot carry you. I don't care where you are now. I don't care where life has dropped you. I don't care the situation of your life. I don't care the condition of your home. I don't care the condition of your family. I don't care the condition of your marriage. I don't care the condition of your finances. Nowhere life has dropped you. My God will pick 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 you. Psalm 115 verse 14. The Bible tells us God wants us to increase and increase and increase and increase both us and our children. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6. God wants us to increase. The Bible says in Zechariah 10 verse 7 verse 8. He said they shall increase even as they have increased. There's the spirit of increase coming. In Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just, it's like a shining light that shines more and more. There is an increase coming. Someone is going to notice suddenly your marriage, in your finances, in your health, in your business, in your ministry. Everywhere around your life, you will see increase. You will see increase. You will see increase. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. God 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 is on your side. Somebody shout fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Tell five people, next level. Say that to five people. Take your seat. With all Ziba did. Let me explain something to you. Ziba, who spoke to David concerning Mephibosheth, was a servant of Saul. When Saul died, Jonathan also died. Same day. So as a servant of Saul, the wealth of Saul and the wealth of Jonathan, Ziba was in control. Ziba was a servant. He had 20 servants. A servant who had an executive, a VIP, a presidential servant. So Mephibosheth was in Lodeba. So Ziba knew the elevation of Mephibosheth would be his own reduction. You see, life is like a football match. When one team is happy, the other team is sad. Anytime you are having a testimony, somebody is sad. Anytime you are rejoicing, somebody is sad. Anytime you are lifted, someone is sad. Because they have made your life a project and a monitor to see nothing good comes.
they will be frustrated. With all Ziba did, write this down. Your enemies, listen to this and write it down. Your enemies can't stop God from lifting you because God is not from their village. Your enemies, your adversaries, what shall you imagine against the Lord? He shall make an up. David said, it's a law that nobody can appear before me paralyzed. But there is an exemption. Can I say this? For someone under the sound of my voice, I don't know what limits others, but for you, you are exempted. I just prophesied on someone. I said, you are exempted. Where others are stranded, where others are stopped, where others are quarantined, where others are limited, where others are restricted, what they said others can't get, you are exempted. 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 You are exempted.
Take your seat. God can pick a nobody in front of everybody to make him somebody so that nobody would think they are everybody. God can pick somebody in front of everybody to make him someone so that nobody can think they are everybody. You must get to understand that there are people under the sound of my voice. The level of turnaround coming in the next 24 hours. I'm telling you about somebody that was picked. Several nations. I've not seen that before. One person. You see, why I love God is that when God wants to write your life, the story of your life, the ink is with him. The pen is with him. The script is him. And he's the one to publish it. There is nothing anyone can do about that book of your life. They don't have to like you for you to be lifted. Am I talking to somebody here? A man from Lodibar, open your hands, open your hands, open your hands. As you hear the sound of my voice, suddenly a great helper will remember you. Suddenly a great helper will remember you. Suddenly a great helper will remember you. Take your seat. In my currency, in my country, the first time I saw money, big money, I mean, not in business, I was doing business before I became a pastor. I did business as a very, very young man. But in ministry, first time I saw favor, this is how it came. Somebody came and said to me, he wants to give me a land. And I said, no problem, can I see the land? He took me somewhere. He said, your land is from here to here. I said, what is that? How many plots? He said, no plots, just from here to here. Put a stone there, that's your land. I said, I can't even build a kitchen. What is that? Measure it again. He went back. From here to here. I give you. He wrote on paper. He didn't put any dimension. He just gave me paper. He said, this is your land. He snapped it and photocopied it. So, anytime I go and pass through that area, I will stand on one stone from here to here. So, when people say they have land, I say, I have land. They say, what's the dimension? I say, don't worry. From here to here. I forgot about the land. One day, a multi-billionaire was building something. And his land stopped where the stone stopped.
And he was about to move. They said, no, that land belongs to somebody. He said, this is no land. This is no land. So they called me. They said, somebody wants to give you anything, just anything, so you can leave that land. I said, no. That land, you know, people are coming to... When you stand before kings, it is left for you to market yourself. God will bring you before kings, but God won't market you. You will market yourself. So I said, you know, people are coming. So that land, there's something special I want to build, a factory. From here. So the man at the meeting with me said, Apostle, I'll just give you something and anything, just take. I said, no, we have to negotiate. Have you heard the story? The Bible says there was a crisis in the city. In that city, there was a wise man and there was a poor man. The poor man saved the city by his counsel. He gave the wise man the information. The poor man's only problem, after the counsel, he was still poor because he didn't know how to negotiate. The poor man didn't know how to negotiate. I have what you need, you have what I need. I give you what you need, you give me what I need. So I gave the man a figure. He said, what? Even the land where I built everything is not up to that amount. I said, I'm going. He said, come back. I said, do you want the land or not? He said, are you all right? I said, I'm all right. He said, have you seen the land? It's just from here, I said, to here. Are you paying or not? He said, but we need it because of what we have to, we need to extend to that place. I said, it's my land. And I'm under pressure. I'm under pressure to sell it. He said, okay, come, let's come. Do you have to? So I took off some figure. He paid me. I said, no, I don't want account. Give me cash. He said, why cash? I can do a transfer. I said, no. I want cash. We are in the last days. What do I mean by that? When God wants to bless you, it doesn't have to make sense. God can connect you. God can give you contacts. And God can trouble people. He was picked up and he was elevated. Can I say this to you? There is somebody here, not everybody, there's somebody here under the sound of my voice. In less than 24 hours, your status is changing. Take your seat. You don't have! If you're in this meeting today, you got to be restless. You don't have to allow life drag on. You got to give life a meaning. I was in Cameroon last week, and we had my massive, some of you may have seen that on television, but there's something that happened. The last night I was walking out of the stadium, a baby was dead, and they brought the baby. I was walking out. As I came down from the car, I wanted to go pray for the baby, but the crowd was coming, so I went into the car, and I left. Over an hour later, I was getting messages that the dead baby had come back to life. What happened? People left. The mother refused to go. The mother was saying to herself, I saw blind eyes open. I saw the cripples walk. I saw the deaf hear. She took that baby and dropped the baby on the altar. And people sat down watching the baby. And 30 minutes later, the baby sneezed and came back to life. When your faith say yes, God will not say no. When your faith say yes, God will not say no. 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. It shall not come near me, only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Someone under the sound of my voice, anything missing in your life, anything stolen from your life, anything snatched from your life, it shall be restored double. There is a double fold restoration that is coming to your life. There's a double fold restoration that is coming to your family. There's a double fold restoration that's coming to you financially. There's a double fold restoration that's coming for your children. There's a double fold restoration that's coming for your job. There's a double fold restoration that's coming
coming for your life, it will hit your health, it will hit your status, it will hit your finances, it will hit your marriage, it will hit your business, it will hit your children, it will hit your life. There is a restoration coming. There's a restoration coming. There's a restoration.
Hey, 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 stand up, stand up. Hey, 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 there's something here. Someone shall be remembered suddenly. 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 We had a meeting somewhere. A lady has been looking for a job. And we had a meeting in the country, an African country. While the meeting was going on, I was praying. The power of God came upon her. When she stood up, went back to her seat, and checked her phone, she saw that she just got an appointment. We are still in church. She was to resume by 1 in that appointment. No, hold on. Appointment is easy to say, but let me tell you the appointment. She was to resume by 1. So she got the appointment. It was some minutes to 12. So I was walking out. The lady ran to me, and the pastor showed me the SMS. They were scared because they thought it was from scammers. As she had been appointed as an SA to the president. And she's to resume by 1. So she was telling her pastor and the wife, see the way I look. I've not done my hair. I've not done it. The pastor's wife hit her out the back of her head. Do your hair in the car. It was in the car she began to do her face. On the way to work. There is what they call emergency. There are people that God will bypass protocols. One of the problems we have in the church is that sometimes we try to figure out God. We try to reason. You cannot figure out God. God is not a course you study in school. You can't figure out God. His ways are past finding out. There's no searching to his understanding. Psalm 115 verse 3. He said, I'm the Lord is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he please. You can't figure out God. Stop trying to think of how things will happen. Mary said, how can these things be? And the Lord said, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. And I'm saying that to somebody. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. I want us to pray. Listen, I'm in Kenya. I don't know any other thing else than prayer. That's the only thing I know. So if there's something else you want, I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's prayer. That's the only thing. I don't sell materials. I don't sell apple, oil, water, anointing oil. But it's okay. If people sell that, it's fine. But what I sell is prayer. And I sell it for free. You'll be ready to take a prayer. There is a spirit. This thing happening. How many of you? I want you to be very honest now. We are just opening the meeting this month. This is an introduction. How many of you know? Who is Faith? Mutito. Who is Is there somebody like that? What's your name? Say again.
Faith Mutitu.
Wait. How many of you know very well that what is happening around you, you are very sure. From what you perceive, you notice that what is happening around you is not normal. You sense there is some battle going on. You can't really place your hands on, but you can feel. How many of you? You can feel. What is the proximity from the back to the ground? That a 5-year-old, not 5 months, not 5 days, fell and became lame. 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 You must understand that there's a war going on. Paul said, when I went to Ephesus, I fought with the beast of Ephesus. There are humans that are beasts. They have the hearts of beasts. And for you to live life without the consciousness of warfare is to become a victim continually. They are going to make declarations. Every demonic involvement in the matters of my life expire by fire now. Every demand, listen, as you are praying, there are some of you, you will feel a hand come on you, you will feel a power touch you, you will feel a grace invade you. Every demonic involvement in the matters of my life expire by fire now. Every demonic involvement in the matters of my father. Shout it louder than that.
My father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I begin to pray. Every demonic involvement. In the matters of my life. Expire by fire now.
Expire by fire.